This was the man he called both Din and friend. But could he say with any certainty that Roland wouldn't do the same thing to him? Or Suze, or Jake? If his heart told him, it would take him closer to his tower. He could not. And yet he would go on with him, would have gone on even if he'd been sure in his heart, oh God forbid, that Susanna was dead. Because he had to, because Roland had become a good deal more to him than his Din or his friend. My father, Eddie murmured under his breath just before Roland opened the passenger door and climbed in. Did you speak, Eddie? Roland asked. Yes, Eddie said. Just a little farther. My very words. Roland nodded. Eddie dropped the transmission back into drive and got the Ford rolling toward Turtleback Lane. Still in the distance, but a little closer than before, thunder rumbled again. Chapter 4 Dan Titi 1 As the baby's time neared, Susanna Dean looked around, once more counting her enemies as Roland had taught her. You must never draw, he'd said, until you know how many are against you, or you've satisfied yourself that you can never know, or you've decided it's your day to die. She wished she didn't also have to cope with the terrible thought-invading helmet on her head. But whatever that thing was, it didn't seem concerned with Susanna's effort to count those present at the arrival of Mia's chap. And that was good. There was Sayre, the man in charge. The low man, with one of those red spots pulsing in the center of his forehead. There was Scowler, the doctor between Mia's legs, getting ready to officiate at the delivery. Sayre had roughed the doc up when Scowler had displayed a little too much arrogance, but probably not enough to interfere with his efficiency.